The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol. We had a great miracle happen to us on that Shabbos, because when we took the lamb for the Paschal offering in Egypt and tied it to the feet of our bed, so the Mitzrim would ask us, what you doing? And we'd say, we're going to slaughter it in honor of God. And the Mitzrim would stand there just gritting their teeth, how we could take their God and slaughter it in honor of our God, and they didn't do anything. So that was a great miracle. So that's why it's called Shabbat HaGadol.
The fact that they didn't do anything was a miracle?
Yeah. I mean, they were in charge. They didn't do anything. So we have a custom then, that Shabbos, the Gadol, the rabbi gives a speech, and the speech covers a lot of the halachot of Pesach. We have a special haftarah for that Shabbos. The rabbi goes over the laws of the prohibition of chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah and the mitzvahs we're going to have on the night of the Seder. And he speaks about the greatness of the miracle. So it's this big, fantastic speech where everyone's supposed to go to shul and hear the speech together. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so we have a special blessing. When you go out, usually we do this the morning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but technically you could do it all of the month of Nisan. You go outside and you see all the trees blossoming. So you try to go where there are two trees, fruit trees blossoming, and you make a special blessing of how God made a world which isn't missing anything, and he created within this world beautiful creatures and good trees to give man pleasure. So that's a special blessing which we make in the month of Nisan. Chametz. So chametz is a wonderful thing. We're all eating chametz here, except for 7 days a year. And chutzlar, it's 8 days a year, where the Torah prohibits us from having chametz. And the Torah says that starting from the night of the 15th, anyone who eats chametz, leaven, anything that the flour and water that rose, so he gets the death penalty at the hands of heaven. He gets kares. And it's even prohibited to derive any benefit from chametz. By heaven, yeah, it's kares. So if one retains chametz in his possession on Pesach, even if he didn't eat that chametz, there are two prohibitions. The Torah says, Lo yeroe lecha. It shall not be seen by you. The Torah says, Lo yimotzei bevateichem. Should not be found in your houses. So we have many prohibitions around chametz. There's a prohibition to eat it. There's the prohibition to have it in our ownership, in our possession over Pesach. And we have a proactive commandment. The Torah gives us a mitzvah before the night of the 15th to get rid of the chametz. So that's what we do, right? The night before, the night of the 14th, we check. And by that, the following morning, we get rid of our chametz. Chazal instituted that we look after the chametz. We start searching for the chametz in all the different nooks and crannies in our house. This is to ensure we don't have any left over in our house, because you might leave a nice piece of cake or a pack of wafers or some pretzels. And assume, no, I don't want that in my possession. But really, you'll come across it on Pesach and you'll forget it's Pesach. You're used to eating chametz. It's not like pork. It's not like shrimp. You see chametz, you think, oh, yummy. A person could come to eat it, or a person will at least regain ownership over it. So Chazal said we have to get rid of it. So they instituted the night before Pesach. We come home right after Maariv in the beginning of the night. We light a candle or we light a flashlight. Today, we turn on all the lights in the house and we light a flashlight and we go looking for the chametz. In ancient times, they didn't have all these lights, so they'd look, they'd search by candlelight. Today, the best way to search is to turn on a flashlight and to have all the lights on. So what do you need the flashlight for? Because sometimes you need to look behind a table. Sometimes you have to look under a table. Now, there are places where you're searching, which you know you might end up encountering those places. And they might have chametz. The best way to do bedikas chametz is to first prepare, to clean up the house, to sweep, to have everything folded, not to have a balagan. If the house is in disarray, then it's much harder to start checking.
Do we need to check this library? All the books?
There is one rabbi that decides the halacha for the yeshiva, and you should ask him. It's not me.
No using a candle, use a flashlight.
Well, using a candle is a nice thing. We sometimes light a candle so the kids get the feel. So right after the blessing, you go with a candle and a feather for about 1 minute or 2 minutes just so that the kids see it. And there are all kinds of Kabbalistic reasons. But the real mitzvah of bedikas chametz You're going to be able to do much better if you have the lights on and turn on a flashlight than if you're going to try to do it by candlelight.
What's the feather for? I'm sorry. I guess
the feather was because in ancient times people would sit and pick at crumbs like that and eat them. Today, I guess people still do sometimes, but we're not so interested in crumbs today. Most of the time our crumbs are on the floor. You're not going to find crumbs on anywhere else. The feather is to clean up the crumbs. So that's what we do today. We really clean up the house long before Pesach. By the time the night of Bedikas Chametz comes, we've checked the whole house, we've checked all our pockets, and we still do Bedikas Chametz to fulfill the rabbinic institution, but we're not so careful about that Bedika for the simple reason that we've really invested the last 14 days at least really ensuring that the house is clean. When you have little kids, so then the Bedika becomes more complicated because I don't think there's a morning when my kids don't surprise me what food they've reached, which we weren't intending for them to reach, and they've taken and strewn all around the house. Every day you think you've closed this one, they got that one. You think you've covered that one, they got the next one. They're always figuring out something else. With little kids, it becomes much more complicated to watch the house, and then the bedika becomes much more important. Chazal said, in order to ensure that we actually do this bedikas chametz, Chazal said, don't do anything when nighttime comes. Don't even go learn Torah. You have to stop what you're doing, and when the night starts, go do bedikas chametz. If you want to just taste something, eat a little bit of fruits, or drink a cup of water, fine. But Chazal didn't want you to go and start learning with a chavrusa. If you have a set shir and shul that has a start time and an end time, okay? But Chazal wanted you to finish what you're doing and get home and check for the chametz so you don't miss it. The beginning of the night, we stop what we're doing, we go and we do that.